Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Raw Preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Hamflett and Michael Sidgwick, to look ahead to tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, where we not only review Raw, but also SmackDown, NXT, Dubai, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views, we have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete with a bigger quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, they're joined by Hamflett and Sidgwick to look ahead to Monday Night Raw. Hey, maybe she'll defend a 24/7 championship tonight. Who knows? But how are you feeling ahead of tonight's show, Hamflett?
I'm feeling better for this preview than I am this episode of Raw. It's nice to have lots on the docket. It's nice that most of your bullet points aren't you dragging copy, kicking and screaming from WWE.com. They're actual matches. They're actual angles. They're developments in typically the time of year where absolutely nothing happens in WWE. So I'm not sure how this has occurred, but I can't believe we've got actual events and things to discuss. I feel spoilt to us not have to be putting that clock on that says 20 minutes, knowing that we get the mid roll out and then getting the fuck out of here because Raw's actually got things going on.
That's okay. As tends to happen, I don't really get. Look, it's a newsworthy show, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, every time I see a cage, I still get worked by a cage. Yeah, the music. And you think, like, oh, it's a steel cage. Cool. It's a spectacle. And then you see Big E being a coward and, like, running away and climbing after 3 minutes, and you think, oh, for sake. So that'll piss me. It's like we always say, well, me and you specifically, because we've got sometimes cruel about it. Whenever to this day I hear Natalia's music, I go, ah, it's Brett. And I go, ah, oh, it's just Natalia. I have the exact same feeling with the cage. I'm like, oh, it's a steel cage. And then you'll see Big E trying to climb after 2 minutes like a coward. And you think, oh, Christ, they can't do anything, can they? They can't do baby faces. They can't do cage matches. But hey, there's going to be a match that, you know, probably won't go to a finish, but it's a different new title match. So that's something.
Mm. So, yes, we've got a steel cage match tonight, the night after two cage matches at War Games. There's another cage match on NXT tomorrow. And as Hamflett pointed out, there was two ladder matches on NXT last week.
I would prefer it if Alex Riley was behind all of the cages in a Photoshop rather than have to watch that many in succession. I'd rather watch Succession, actually. It's a really good show.
Yeah. So who do you reckon wins this steel cage then? Because obviously Owens used his smites to get Seth Rollins to get involved in his match, and therefore it's now a triple threat at day one, which is looking really good, taking good shape recently, that pay-per-view.
What is the steel cage designed to prevent?
Interference.
What happens in every WWE cage match ever?
Interference.
Who are Big E and Kevin Owens both feuding with?
Seth Rollins.
Who's going to interfere in the cage match?
Seth Rollins?
Yes. Is there going to be any blood in the cage match?
No.
Is Big E going to climb out of the cage match and we're going to see loads of boring climbing for about a cumulative 3 minutes?
I still do love the spot that they do every time where they go, I'm getting out, open the door, slam the door in your head.
Yes, I thought I was going to do that tonight.
Yeah.
Like 1,000,000%.
I felt like a What Culture fan there because I was just really enjoying that bloody good quiz. Like Cedric was firing in with these questions. We all had the answers straight away. That was captivating stuff. I love that.
Steel cage matches in WWE, right? Suck. I hate them. We can see the finish from a mile away. It is a blow-off stipulation that's going to be used here as a story beat en route to the real blow-off.
The finish and the night before, an actual proper blow-off steel cage match on NXT. Not that it matters. Not many people are a crossover.
But can you imagine Von Wagner climbing that cage? Just had to lift his foot. It's massive.
Yeah. Well, he's got hard.
He's got hard.
Von Wagner. Tuesday. I like the way he says Tuesday. Carl.
Do you think I'm stupid? Proceeds to do some like really stupid face with his eyes. It's weird.
Von Wagner's got long legs.
Von Wagner.
Von Wagner has got extremely weird energy.
Von Wagner. Oh my God, Von Wagner.
He's the weirdest guy, right? He'll say something and then he'd be like, right? Whenever I stop talking, the camera stops. That's how it works, Vaughn. That's how it works. And he just go like, right, cut. Next line, Von Wagner. I don't want to talk
about that. Saw an opportunity in Dumbtown then on Tuesday. What are we talking about?
Lots of climbing. Kevin Owens might do something daft because tis the season. And by tis the season, I mean it's a day ending in Y. He's a lunatic. And Seth Rollins is going to do the thing.
Who is going to stand tall at the end of this?
China.
Because a big
the China spot, which is actually the Von Erich spot, yeah. But still.
Big E hit a big ending on, I think, Seth 2 weeks ago.
China's was sorry. Sorry, Dick Flair.
So, Big E hit a big ending.
I know it was Terry Gordy. Don't be a nerd. It's just Ric Flair was in the match. And I just like to do the Shane Douglas impression of Ric Flair.
And then Kevin Owens was like, ha ha, got you last week. So, Seth presumably has to stand tall at the end of this, a man not involved in the match.
As long as it's not Big E, I think they'll be happy.
Yeah. They're all booking him terribly, aren't they, Hamflet?
Do you know what I hate now is standing tall? Because nobody stands tall in WWE. Everybody feels about 2 foot tall. Like this idea that like a segment ends with one person atop it or getting the last word for a week when often they haven't even really earned it or they've done it with a roll-up. You know how you stand tall now is you sit on the ramp. That's the very opposite. Yeah. That's the literal opposite of standing and being tall. Might they give this to Kevin Owens? Like, we know he's off, but as usual, we can't analyze this from a narrative point of view. So we look at the real life permutations instead. And Kevin Owens is very obviously losing. If he's going, and we're still to assume he's leaving, he's losing his program on the way out. But because we know that that's kind of been a problem throughout, it's never really felt like Kevin Owens is going to win the title. There's no attention to it whatsoever. Might they, in all their lack of infinite wisdom, think, well, it's a cage match. Big E's not going to get pinned. Big E's going to crawl out the door. Seth Rollins, as you've said, is going to come out, do the door in the face, and then leave thinking the job is done and let Owens roll out for some greater good Seth Rollins nonsense. And then Kevin Owens gets a win that somehow, in their mind, I'm talking strictly in their mind, not ours, builds tension that anybody can win on any given night, something like that. Because if you beat Kevin Owens here, even in a cage match, it's just further adding to this idea that he's there as the designated loser at the pay-per-view.
Yeah, I can see that happening. I hope Big E is victorious here. But, like you say, we're weeks away from the pay-per-view. And they, I suppose, want to give him some agency rather than just being a sneaky bastard who's tricked his way into a triple threat, basically.
Yeah, I mean, what's happening here is that last week, Seth Rollins got outsmarted to the benefit of Kevin Owens. We're going to see a reversal there. Big E's just going to exist in the ring. Seth Rollins is going to get payback from the fallout of the cage match by slamming the door in his head. I don't know why we spent 7 minutes talking about the door and getting slammed in his head.
We've got to get 20 minutes. Right, okay. Next question surrounds the women's match you alluded to there, Sig. Liv Morgan challenging Becky Lynch for the Raw Women's Championship. Can she become champ?
No.
Well, this is why, you see, why I've gone quite long on that first question, because this is the opening question on our podcast notes. So if people will go, oh, can she? And then you just say no, which is true, but you know.
I wouldn't book it like this, but I'm trying to put myself in the position of a WWE writer or Vince or whoever, right? The way to book this, dot, 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 if you're them, is Liv Morgan gives Becky Lynch such a run for her money mm-hmm. in a stature-enhancing performance, right? That Becky Lynch, towards the end of the match, has a bit of a wobble and thinks, Christ, I've been taken to my limit here. And the worst thing is like, the finish won't do any of this any favours because I expect Becky Lynch's performance in doing this and selling the threat of Liv Morgan will actually be good. But what's going to happen is Liv Morgan's going to take a lot of the match. It's going to be apparent that maybe just on this night, if not any other, Liv Morgan could in fact beat Becky Lynch. And Becky Lynch is either going to take the intentional count out. Judging by the rate at which WWE enjoys doing this kind of booking, it'll be like 45 minutes.
Yes.
45 minutes. And then after 45 minutes, Becky Lynch is going to take a count out or an intentional DQ. And then what I was going to say is an authority figure could come out and go, well, that's not the way we do things around here. You're going to have another match at day one for no disqualifications or countouts. But the authority figures are heels now. So maybe the other authority figure who makes the matches that are fair to the babyfaces who isn't seen, just it's going to be a non-finish that leads to a rematch at day one, yeah. Which Becky will probably win, rendering all of this pointless.
Yeah, any sort of title shots around this time of year, I sense. I mean, not mid-card titles.
Not pointless in and of itself, but when they do nothing with Liv Morgan, then it will reveal to have been pointless.
I actually think they might even go one further than that. I think they might open the show with this as the unexpected opener because they can't be separated backstage. So the authority figures send them out there at the ring. They have the better part of 10 minutes of a match or something. And then chaos again. And everything breaks down and everything sort of, it's a double count out or a double disqualification or whatever. And that same authority figure, let's say it was Sonya Deville, that sent them out there in the first place is now saying, no, we get a winner tonight conclusively. And it's going to be in the main event of Monday Night Raw. So we can say, well, what was the original main event? Oh, fucking cage match. Nobody cares about that. And they do the match twice on Raw and then do that finish. And that gets us to day one. So that'll be the third time we've had it. They've done this with stuff before that they know that people have an actual interest in, where they've had it cross over multiple segments if they thought it could benefit the number. Becky Lynch is one of the few stars they've got left. Liv Morgan is in the process of alienating the people that think she can be a big deal, so they best make the most of that while they still can. So yeah, I think that'll be dragged out across multiple segments of Raw tonight.
I think Liv Morgan's going to leave as Raw Women's Champion tonight.
For the sake of the copy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Michael Hamblin, what's next for AJ Styles? Honestly, one of the most things I'm avidly excited about tonight.
Whatever he damn well pleases, because last week he was the most convincing blind man in all of professional wrestling. No good homework copying thugs on Rampage, just trying to do what AJ Styles already did on Monday. So what's he going to do next that innovates that gets stolen by Wednesday or Friday night? You know,
I can do commentary next week on Dynamite. I can't.
Perfect. Are we winning?
I kind of see. Get it? Like,
I did the sort of, you know, the big why I sell for back after, with both eyes being gone. Whatever it is this week, it's not going to be as good as last week, and I wish that wasn't the case. I love AJ. I kind of love this, but the outcome was always going to be more boring than last week's step on the journey. It was going to be AJ and Omos versus Street Profits, and that's fine. But nothing's going to be as entertaining as last week was, I don't think. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe AJ's been given a bit of freedom here.
I think they're going to have some more fun with this. I think it's not going to be as funny as last week, because last week, you know, when WWE finds something funny and goes, oh, right, let's ruin that. This is the first step on that. They don't ruin it necessarily the next week. By the third week, it's normally dead. So I think this week, I've genuinely given this time to think about it. What was the big thing last week? AJ Styles jumped up on the apron, got knocked off, and Omos just looked at him really disappointed. I think Omos no shows tonight, because he's just so like conflicted or whatever you want to say about, oh, I can't believe you go and do something like that. So now we get Styles with a prop, whether it's a comedy stick that he, I don't know, accidentally clips someone in the balls with, or a dog, something like that. I feel like he could really make the most out of.
If he maintains the shtick, it's the idea that there's a slow dissension between himself and Omos.
Mm.
Maybe he can like realize that, oh, Omos didn't look impressed with me last week, and he's the last guy I don't want to get on the bad side of. So he can like not go to the ring in case something like this happens again, and he can just wander around. Like the adventures of AJ Styles walking around backstage trying to find a dressing room or something.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of...
I need to increase my scabs. What was I doing before?
I've watched a lot of Curb Your Enthusiasm lately. So that's probably where this has come from. Could AJ utilise the assistance dog this week and then have the dog bite his penis? Wendy! I can't!
Oh,
my
God, I'm going
to get another person from Wayne Styles. That better have been a goddamn dog, you hear? That could be my wife, my God, or my dog.
My wife, my God, or my dog. My God can buy my penis.
If he so desires.
Right, what are we talking about? Edge on Mixed TV. This will try to be as funny as this, but it won't. What are you saying? Shush you. Good. Right, Edge on Mixed TV. What do you reckon?
I mean, let's go back to 2011 when I might care about something like this.
Do you think Beth's going to come out and stand by her man now she's not got that NXT bollocks to worry about?
Oh, God. I mean, she talks well enough to warrant a spot on the three-hour show. Like, I'll say that much. Maybe you haven't. I don't care. I'm expecting some competently delivered shoot season material where in Miz will sort of, I don't know, Hamflet, you're like, you're a Miz guy. Help me out.
Well, you know how last week sort of we talked about homework copying. They were kind of copying AEW's homework, weren't they, with me?
Oh,
with,
yeah.
You know, with CM Punk and MJF. Maybe they'll just do that again and completely misread the situation, because Beth Phoenix will be out there and Miz will be like, yeah, maybe you're just more interested in getting in Beth Phoenix's pants, Edge. And he'll sort of nod and go, yeah. Just more like Miz, I think he's landed a big zinger. I think the mixed tag team match is more interesting than the singles match.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm wondering if the singles match really at day one only exists to do the mixed tag match at the Rumble and potentially write both guys out of the... You know, they look for excuses sometimes to get big names out of the Rumble. And those big names in January don't say, I appreciate this match. I'd much rather be in that one. Thanks very much. Yeah. Like, no, but no, nobody ever brings that up.
Yeah, they've got to take Edge out of the Rumble, haven't they, basically?
I think so. And I wonder if the mixed tag is the follow-up from day one. So you do a bit more of this. They've knocked. I don't think they can touch last week's material. I thought that was pretty decent for them.
Yeah, Raw last week was generally pretty good.
I think it's the best either can do, put it like that, in terms of like landing big zingers or Edge rediscovering a little bit of his comedic voice or The Miz being the most impactful because he's been gone this long. So it's probably going to be another retread, and it probably won't be as good.
Oh, I've had an idea.
Oh, God.
It's
you know, there are characters in a CBeebies show that say the exact same cadence as you.
Do they?
You're a children's TV presenter.
Thanks. So I think we're going to have a back and forth with some kind of crap zingers between these two. And maybe Maurice, it ends with Maurice kicking Edge in the bollocks or whatever. But at some point, Edge is going to say, come on, look at you and look at me. I know you said, oh, I've been world champion so recently, but you're never going to have a championship again, are you? And then later on in the night, who's walking by herself backstage? Who's the real new star? Dana Brooke. Maurice rolls her up. 1, 2, 3. Guess what? The Miz family have got fucking championship now, Edge, and you haven't got one, prick.
I don't hate that.
That's good.
Yeah, I see awestruck surprise. That
there you go. Daddy's done some good booking, hasn't he, boys?
I've ruined it.
Finally, you can tell that I've gone right. Edge on Miz TV, world title match, steel cage match. I need 5 bullet points. We can get one out of AJ Styles because we enjoyed that pattern. I need one more from what happened last week. So, Michael Hamflett, has Austin Theory learned from Vince McMahon to expect the unexpected?
I was going to say, if he has, he's a smarter man than I'll ever be because it was impossible to figure out what Vince even wanted for him.
What did Vince ask him to expect?
Boom my pants. Give me a beating. He watched Raw, then he was told off for watching Raw. It was a very lived-in experience, wasn't it? You sit there and you watch Raw, and then at some point, somebody in the show bollocks you for your life choice. Vince was just doing that through Austin Theory. Austin Theory's going to win a match. That's what's going to happen tonight. Austin Theory is again...
By a distraction?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah.
Roll up, whatever. Austin Theory's just got this now to the Rumble. They're going to put him in there as a favourite, as a final... Maybe not like a favourite to win, but a favourite to do well. Final four, that sort of thing. That's Austin Theory for now before Vince gets bored. It's hard to see him like not at least making it to the Rumble. But the best thing he had going for him was that selfie pattern. And I wonder if that's already been dropped because Vince got his hands on him. Maybe Vince will want to be on Raw. Maybe that's the thing for the bullet points that we're kind of missing. It's not about what Austin Theory's learned from him. It's about Vince thinking, oh, I actually quite like this again. And he just wants to come back and get in the mix a little bit. The egg helped him find his passion for all of this again.
I've got the match.
Here you go. Let's go 2 for 2. Let's
I've got really busy today because we've still got to record the SmackDown review. Okay. So you're not allowed to swear when I suggest this, okay? But Michael Hamflett, what if the match is tonight? Austin Theory versus Rey Mysterio. Expect the unexpected. Bit of a distraction. Austin Theory pins Rey Mysterio. But the real expect the unexpected is where Dominic Mysterio says, it's okay, Dad. Come with me. Up on you go on my shoulders because you got a bit of a leg injury or whatever. Up you go. Onto the ramp. You fucking old bastard. Have some of that, you prick.
Like we always said,
Fix on booyaka, December, baby.
Booyaka, booyaka, 6-1-12, the 6th of December.
6-1-12, like 6-1-2 would be the right number, but okay.
That's what I meant. Thanks very much. All right, like I misread the date because it's in on my Apple calendar. That's just like we always said, 6-1-12.
Follow me at M. Sidgwick.
Follow Hamflett at
Michael Hamflett.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. And make sure you join us tomorrow by subscribing to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. Daily Wrestling Podcast, of course. We've got our reviews of War Games and Rampage and SmackDown on there. And, of course, our review of Raw will be there tomorrow, complete with a 5-star review. If you want to suggest one, subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on iTunes and leave us a 5-star review on there. But for now, this has been the Raw preview. My thanks to the Dudley Boys. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.